Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. We discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion, delivered by conflicting media reports. Connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Jonathan Johnson, is from the Meyer Law Firm. Welcome.
Thanks, Ron, for having me.
Good to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am a consumer advocate. Look out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by.
I'm broadcasting.
While I have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We have something to celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. I look at the list every morning that our staff puts together, and some of these you just have to wonder where they come from, right? National Minnesota Day. That sounds like a cold one for the beginning of March. I digress. National Fruit Compote Day. I guess the health fanatics are not going to like that one. Horse Protection Day. That sounds pretty good. Having beaten anorexia, I will definitely be going with the concept here of, let's look at the idea here of National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. I like that one. National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. We can go with, I always will go with peanut butter whenever I have that opportunity, especially if I can put some chocolate around it. I think they call it a Reese's peanut butter cup, something along those lines. Just a personal preference that I have for you. I do enjoy that. Well, a little technical difficulties there with our cameras, but that's okay. We'll get those corrected. National Pig Day? I don't know about National Pig Day either, so we'll hit that one on a buzzer also. Let's get over to the financial news of the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's been a bit of a roller coaster today. So we were down as low as 24,890. We were as high as 25,140. Bit of a roller coaster. We're talking about that on a regular basis. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 51 points as we speak. Oil down 42 cents a barrel. And the 10-year Treasury is down just ever so slightly. We'll talk more about that in the Mortgage Minute, what that means to you, what it means to your family. So we'll get into that one. We'll talk about where the bonds are going, the mortgage-backed security bonds. What does that mean for your family as well? Let's take a look, though, before we get into too much, at the news of the day. There's always a lot of news going on. So we will look at the news, and this is not a good story. I don't know what's going to happen here in Florida. Nothing out of that whole Florida scenario was very good. But now we're seeing Fox News reporting that as deputies were searching for an active shooter on the property of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, a commanding officer ordered some of them to stage and set up a perimeter outside instead of immediately entering the school and disarming the suspect. Yeah, that's not going to go over too well. Yeah, according to a law enforcement source who was on the scene after the shooting, if deputies were staging, it could have cost lives. Surprise, surprise there, right? I mean, if you're not in there fighting, unbelievable. And I'm a big one. I believe that if we can get some teachers that understand that volunteer, just like a coach does or some of the others after school activities, if they volunteer and get paid and they are trained well, why shouldn't they have a gun in there to try and protect themselves and the students? Unbelievable. Another day, another nickname. You always got to love what's coming out of Washington. It is kind of fun. So the newest nickname of the day, should I get a drum roll here? It's from the president calling Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Mr. Magoo. He does remind you a little of Mr. Magoo, other than the fact Mr. Magoo is kind of like me, a little short and chunky. Unbelievable. Now a new AP Norse poll survey released yesterday found that a majority of Americans believe that President Trump is a racist. Oh, unbelievable.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, so his policies have been bad for Muslims and Hispanics. 57% of all respondents think Trump is a racist. Nearly half of white adults also said they believe the president is a racist. Here's the issue on that one. When you get 91% of the media, the lying media, the fake news media telling us the same thing over and over and over again, there's going to be those folks that believe what they hear. They don't do any further research. My question comes up, and I think the president announced that he was going to run for office
Was it 2015, 2016? He made the announcement that he must have been 2015 that he announced he's going to run for office. How does somebody that's so beloved by so many go from being beloved in the first 68 years of his life to arch enemy number one the instant they announce for running for office? Now, what would have happened if he would have run for office on the Democrat ticket? Some of his policies are certainly as liberal as anybody's. Well, maybe not as liberal as Mad Maxine Waters, but they are pretty liberal, right? So if he had run as a Democrat, do you think they'd be telling him that he's a racist? Or is it just because he's got the R, that stands for Republican, for those of you that don't know, behind his name? Just a thought. Unbelievable. The Department of Justice looking into whether Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf obstructed justice. I think they should arrest her. That's just my opinion. The Deputy of Department of Justice looking into whether she obstructed justice by warning Oakland residents of a possible upcoming ICE raid. The DOJ's Acting Director Thomas Homan told Fox and Friends that the agency is reviewing whether Schaaf broke the law when she told her constituents that ICE would be raiding the area and that they don't have to open the door for ICE agents. What do you think is going to happen there? Just another area, the state of confusion that we live in here, and most of us, I know there's some people that are listening in different areas. Unbelievable how this crazy, crazy system has got to be in the direction we're heading. Supreme Court Wednesday debated a Minnesota law that bans political hats, T-shirts, buttons, or badges from being worn in polling places. Chief Justice John Roberts questioned whether the law was too broad. Interesting. Quote, it does reach quite a bit beyond what I think a reasonable observer would think is necessary, unquote, is what the Chief Justice said. The case centers on whether the restrictions violate the First Amendment. Holy cow, we're actually going to look at the Bill of Rights and the Constitution in this country? That's kind of an oddity anymore. Unbelievable. Student government thinks, quote, I love capitalism, unquote, group is hateful. The student senate at Cornell College rejected the conservative group Turning Point USA's efforts to open a chapter at the Mount Vernon, Iowa College, calling the group hateful, sexist, and racist. Now, I've said this many, many times on the broadcast. I believe there is absolutely no room in our country for racism. But having been called a racist many, many times now, I almost wonder, is it a badge of honor to be called a racist? It means you're actually thinking for yourself. You're following the Constitution. You know, I think the definition of racism has changed a lot in our country in the last 10 years. And I'm not sure it's for the better, because we still do need to make sure that there is no racism, legitimate racism in our country. And this fake news that goes out there saying that everything is racist just because you have a disagreement, pretty crazy, isn't it? I mean, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on it. New study, U.S. News and World Report has a new study out. California has the worst quality of life in 50 states.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
While North Dakota has the best, the news magazine looked at each state's environment, the physical and mental health of its residents, its political activism, its crime rate, and its fiscal stability. Fiscal stability? Did somebody mention fiscal stability and the state of California in the same sentence? Study found that the five states with the best quality of life, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, and South Dakota, the five states with the worst quality of life, there's a big surprise here, California, New Jersey, Indiana was a surprise on here, Illinois, and Texas. So you can't look at it saying it's just red or blue, because probably the reddest state in the union is probably Texas, and California is probably the bluest, and they're both on the worst quality of life list. Interesting study there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about veterans benefits for our seniors. We're going to talk about probate, health, wealth, trusts. A lot to cover today. Are your home values overinflated? Equifax finds an additional 2.4 million people impacted on their program. Basically, it's everybody, so you might as well just get used to it. That's just the way that Equifax breach is really going to end up turning out. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions. Go to the website. Get your information in there. Basically, they're just going to ask you for your name and email address. They'll send you an update once a week. If you need professional guidance on getting your credit repaired, corrected, let us know. We'll put you in touch with some of the right people for that as well. Equifax finds 2.4 million additional people that their information was breached on. And yeah, I guess they're probably not telling anybody about that either. Unlike the original 145.5 million people, now think about this, 145.5 million Americans had their Social Security numbers impacted in the initial breach. There's about 325 million Americans in the country, and they're saying 145.5 million had their information breached. Now we find 2.4 million. So it's almost, it's basically, if you're looking, sitting in a room right now, if it wasn't you, it's the person sitting next to you. And I can tell you, I sent a lot of people to EquifaxSecurity2017.com to get registered. And I think out of all the people that I sent there to get registered, to get their reports monitored, I think there was one that told me that they were not part of the breach. One out of all of the people that listened to us and that I've told about it. One. So be careful right there. Now, what can you do about it? That's always the answer, is maybe you want to have your credit frozen. Now, this is especially an issue for seniors. Let me ask you this. As a senior, what are you doing with your credit? Are you buying a new house? Are you buying a new car? Are you getting new credit cards? Are you buying new furniture? Most of the time, the answer is no, you're not doing that, or you're not doing it very often. I mean, I hear seniors all the time, and we'll talk to Jonathan in a minute about it, because he talks to more seniors than I do, is, you know, frequently I hear, well, this is the last car I'm going to ever buy. Have you ever heard that one before? Right? So the issue comes up, if you're not using your credit, why not get a hold of the services and the Equifax, Secure, Experian, and TransUnion, and tell them that you want your credit frozen. And what that really means is, if you have your credit frozen, that means that they're not going to give out your information or give your credit report to anybody without you doing something proactively to get it unfrozen. They're going to probably give you a PIN number as well. So not only do you have to have your name and address and social security number and birth date, now you're going to have a PIN number that you're going to have to provide to get those things. Now, if you're not buying a new car, a new house, getting new credit cards, furniture, whatever, you're not using your credit, especially as our seniors, get your credit frozen and don't worry about some of these other issues. Just a thought for you. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So today we're going to chat, as we do like most Thursdays. We spend a lot of our Thursdays discussing senior issues, and who better to speak with about senior issues, not because he's a senior. You can see if you're watching on ronsiegelradio.tv or on our Facebook Live channel. Jonathan Johnson is here. Meyer Law Firm is the name of the company. Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing, Ron?
Glad to have you back with us again. So, you know, when we were talking before the broadcast, one of my favorite issues for us to chat about, it's a passion of mine, veterans benefits. You know, there's, in fact, some of my partners are not too thrilled with me, because I've told them already that we're going to do a Marine Corps ball here in Anaheim this year. They're not excited about that. A lot of work to do something like that. Veterans benefit. Are there special benefits for veterans as they age?
Of course. Of course. They're really should be more publicized, as they're not. The Veterans Administration likes to keep it a secret. However,
I mean, there's going to be somebody down there that has to do a little extra work. I'm going to do a little work.
Correct. Actually, you know, I got to be honest. The folks over at the Orange County Veterans Service Organization are great, and I refer a lot of people over there to help them do the application, and they're wonderful at helping the veterans, because they actually really care, and they can't charge for it or anything like that. So it's nice.
Yeah, you hate to – you don't want to blanket a whole organization for a few.
Absolutely
that make
not
the news.
Right. I mean, really what it comes down to is, you know, the people on the front lines are the ones that are – the compassionate ones that really care and that really want your seniors to get the benefit.
Right.
But,
absolutely,
you know, the laws and the wicket that is a maze of trying to apply for it is another thing. So I've always said there are two rules for citizens, one for those who don't know the law and one's – you know, that do, and they're always treated very differently.
Sure. So what are some of the benefits that you find that the majority of us don't know about for the veterans?
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that they have an option for, to get a monthly benefit from the Veterans Administration. It would be tax-free in the event that they needed long-term care. It's not there to supplement their income for everyday costs. It's if they needed any kind of assistance at home, in an assisted living facility, in a nursing home, those type of things. And the requirements are that you have to be a wartime veteran. Does it have to be a service connection benefit? No, you don't have to have seen war. You have to have been active duty for 3 months in a row. One of those days a war had been going on, and that would get you the VA aid in attendance, or the VA pension is what it's called. So it has nothing to do with being service connected issue where you're disabled from that. If you're over 65, you were active duty for 3 months, one of those days of war had been going on, you were honorably discharged, and you have a healthcare need, you could qualify for this benefit.
Interesting. Okay, so that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty substantial benefit for somebody that really has a need.
Absolutely. I mean, cost of care is expensive, and, you know, we have in-home caregivers that do a wonderful job, but, you know, are quite pricey. So that helps offset or mitigate the cost of spending all of your assets or income down on care. It's really the most helpful for our caregivers, you know, our spousal caregivers who are healthy at home taking care of their sick, ill spouse. Those are the ones that forget to take care of themselves. So just to give them some respite, to give them a little extra income, is all the difference for them in their quality of life.
And I've helped a family that had a 100% service disabled family member,
mm-hmm.
who was getting his health care, his military benefit,
mm-hmm.
and his wife was getting an aid in attendance benefit,
uh-huh.
and between the two of them, they never filed taxes, but they had enough money to buy a new house. Right?
Yeah, that would be true from the income standpoint. Yeah, absolutely. But to get the aid in attendance, you definitely have to be, you know, spending some of your money on care. But they're just like all these opportunities. They have rules, you know, income,
sure.
and asset limitations that, you know, need to be looked at. Some are countable, some are not. So that's why you want to, you know, talk to the Veterans Administration about that, or a qualified elder law attorney, or an accredited VA aid in attendance attorney.
So you know, you made a comment there, Jonathan, that's something that a lot of people don't understand. There's a specialty in everything, and law is no different.
Absolutely.
So what is it? The difference between if I would go to a trust attorney or an elder law attorney, is there a difference there, or they do the same things?
No, I mean, it's a subsect of estate planning. So elder law doesn't focus just on age. It focuses on situations and mainly disability for adults. And so we have people who have disabled older children. You're using special trusts for that, not your specific, you know, estate planning trust where you're looking to just avoid probate. You're looking for benefit planning. So those trusts have different capabilities than your typical estate planning attorney. There are great estate planning attorneys out there that are focused on tax law, or they're focused on, you know, families in trouble, or, you know, focused on, you know, dysfunctional families and make the trust very specific. Elder law attorneys tend to focus more on the you know, weakest of our society, or the ones most in pain dealing with a long-term care or a long-term disability.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we hear a lot of folks talk about the idea, especially when you talk about benefits and trying to get some of the help from the state that most of us really think that what the state should be doing is helping those that are really, really needy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a big believer in the person that I think that we should be have the drug testing and alcohol testing and means testing. If you can work, go work. But those people, we need that safety net for those that really just can't, the mentally ill, the disabled, the special needs individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So would that fall under elder law as well? Those type of things?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, as somebody in our stature, libertarianism or, you know, lack of benefits works perfectly. But there are people who don't have the same benefits or advantages where they are ill and they do need that safety net. But it's a safety net that they may have paid into. I mean, personally, the veterans benefit, I think all veterans who their lives or served our country should have 100% health care at the end without any issues, but that's just not, you know, what's in the cards. So we try to help those. We're not interested in preserving assets on to the next generation. We're interested in giving options for the people who have done it right. You know, they saved a little bit. They're not millionaires. Millionaires don't want benefits. They can pay for it. You know, we're talking about the people, you know, the working class people who've done it right, saved, and, you know, could lose all of their assets within just a few months to a couple years because they've had a stroke or a long-term care problem. So when you run out of money, you run out of options. And that's really important that we preserve those options earlier rather than later. So we're of the same boat. I'm not interested in getting everybody on a public benefit. We're interested in helping people who don't know what to do, because you're only allowed a certain amount of assets to qualify for these benefits, and you can't get extra care. You can't get certain clothes or prescription glasses or special, rehab that, the government says that you no longer qualify for.
And some of those things are very, very tricky how to deal with it, because some of the care issues can be, $100,000 a year. I think the last I saw was assisted living. About $90,000 a year is a very, very common number. So you got to plan for that. You got to do it right. You got to talk to the right people. You got to get the right guidance. We're going to continue our conversation with Jonathan Johnson, Meyer Law Firm. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We'll also talk about home values. Are they overinflated? We'll chat about that. And we got the Mortgage Minute coming up as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. They also have the fast loan approval, so you can get out there, your real estate professional, can help you buy a home with no loan contingency, so you can actually compete with the same as cash offers. That's a big, big benefit for you. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends over at Gold Star. So let's look at what's going on in the markets. As I shared with you earlier, the stock market is extremely volatile right now. Volatility is not always bad. Sometimes it even helps us when we're looking at the bond market, but the Dow Jones is down right now about 161 points. I looked just before we started this segment. The bonds, the 30-year fixed rate bond, up 9 basis points, which means the interest rates are down. The bond price going up means interest rates down. And again, the 10-year yield on the 10-year treasury is pretty much flat. So what's causing all of this to happen? Well, the highly anticipated personal consumption expenditures report, the Fed's favored measure of inflation, was released this morning. The report showed that headline inflation rose 0.4% in February, remained stable at 1.7% on a year-over-year basis. Core rate, getting rid of food and energy, the things we all use, and its main focus on the Fed, rose 0.3%. Again, that one remained stable on a year-over-year basis of 1.5%. Bonds did give back some of their gains after the release. One reason could be that the month-over-month gains are starting to pick up, even though the annual readings remain stable. Another is private sector wages component within the report. Wages rose 0.5% last month and 5% on a year-over-year basis. This is the third month in a row that wages showed a 5% gain over the past year, which supports that higher wages are real. Initial jobless claims, measures individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the first time, showed that there were 210,000 claims last week. This represented a drop of 10,000 from the previous report and was 20,000 lower than the estimates. It was also the lowest figure since 1969. Last week was the sample week used for the BLS jobs report modeling and was revised lower by 2,000 from 222,000 to 220,000. So we got a lot of interesting stuff going on. Again, I share with you, take advantage of interest when you can, because you can always change it if it goes lower. You cannot help yourself once it's gone up. That's the way of the markets. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning, Jonathan Johnson, Meyer Law Firm, is in the house. We are chatting a little bit about the elderly and different trust and estate planning and probate issues. So we had some changes to the law. The law was signed into law at the end of December.
Mm-hmm. The estate tax law.
Estate tax law. So what happened there, and what do we need to do?
Well, it's good news if you have over $11 million individually or $22 million, married couple. So that's the good news. If you are under that, then you're able to transfer your assets to the next generation tax-free. The estate,
or at least not for one more tax.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? You've been taxed if you're a business owner, you got taxed at the business level.
Mm-hmm.
Then you took it and you got taxed at the personal or capital gains level. You sold your company, you got taxed again.
Yeah, 3-4 times the tax. So as I was saying, I believe we need tax, but estate tax is something I'm okay with not having because it's already been taxed 3 or 4 times.
So let me ask you this question, and I should throw this statement into every broadcast. Whenever I have somebody here from any of the law firms, I want to make sure we do get it out there on the record that we are not giving you legal advice. We do educational services on the radio. If you want legal advice, you can call the Meyer Law Firm, set an appointment, and they give you legal advice there. So I want to make sure we throw that in there. But, you know, if we've got this $22 million as a married couple, mm-hmm. or $11 million as an individual, because I don't know too many married couples that die at the same day.
That's true.
Right? Or the same minute. Right? An accident or something like that.
Right.
But here's the issue. Do I really need a trust then?
Yeah, actually, a trust is not for just rich people. A trust is actually more beneficial for people who don't have all the money to pay those big probate costs.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's a probate schedule in the state of California, and it's an average, about 5% of the growth assets that would be passed to the next generation without, you know, proper direction.
So let's explain that part a little bit, sure. Jonathan, because I'm a simple guy. Mm-hmm. I got $1 million. Let's say I'm really, really simple. Mm-hmm. So I've got a house. It's worth, it's in Orange County. It's a median priced home here in Orange County. And I can look up that number, but it's about $860,000, mm-hmm. somewhere in that range. And most of us save a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. So I've got $809,000 median home price, mm-hmm. in Orange County, and I've got a $700,000 loan on it. Mm-hmm. So what is roughly my probate?
You're still going to pay about $40,000 in probate. The estate will. They don't.
$40,000.
Yeah, they don't take advantage, you know, into an aspect of your mortgages or anything like that. It's not your net worth; it's your gross worth. So that's why it's really important that, you know, you're avoiding probate and conservatorship and all those type of things by using power of attorneys and trusts. You know, it's not necessarily the you know, most fun thing to spend your money on, but it's going to save a lot of headache and money for your estate later on.
I call this, and I don't know, I think I've talked to some of your colleagues at Meyer Law Firm. I call the trust, mm-hmm. the best gift that we can give to our survivors.
Absolutely. And that's it's really important for people with kids under 18 because, you know, they can't receive the money outright. So a judge decides, you know, who's going to take care of that when they get it. And they always usually get the money after, you know, right at 18 outright. And I don't know about you, but I wasn't ready to receive $1 million or $2 million at 18 years old.
I could have blown it really well.
Yeah, definitely. Right? Even $50,000, it wouldn't have been.
And I could have blown that too, right? I used to love going, when I was in late teens, or actually I shouldn't say late teens, once I was 21 and it was legal, I used to love going to Vegas,
mm-hmm.
right?
Of course.
And you can blow as much money as you have there, mm-hmm. right? Not wise.
And speaking of blowing money, the average inheritance in the country lasts about 6 to 9 months, depending on
6 to 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same
lifespan of an inheritance because, you know, you didn't earn it, so it's easier to spend or easier to get taxes taken out of if you're gonna squander the big IRA or 401k your parents left you. And so trusts are able to put some controls on that so that you don't make these type of decisions and that you're able to, protect the assets longer and, possibly even make a retirement plan for your kids because, as we like to call, you know, the next generation, they're the pensionless generation.
Sure. So let me ask you this question because we want to explain this also. Because I had heard in conversations, I'm a lucky guy. I get to speak to a lot of very people that are a lot smarter than me and that are professionals in their industry, that people will go and they'll pay the money to get a trust.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the whole document done. They get it notarized. They get it signed, sealed, delivered. And then they don't transfer the assets into the trust.
Yeah.
Is that still a big issue?
If you're not choosing the right law firm, yeah, it can be. I always tell my clients, it's like, it's one thing to give you this beautiful trust and it's thick and it's great and it's got a great binder, but if you don't put anything in it, it's useless. So you got to make sure you, what's called fund the trust, put your assets into the trust. You still control them. You still have all the rules, but you have to put that in. Now, we do have a document called a pour over will that's usually accompanied with this trust. You still have to go to court, but it can help avoid a long and lengthy probate process, which basically, you know, you go and ask the judge, hey, look, pour all of these assets into the trust and follow the trust rules. It's not the most ideal thing, but it acts as a dustbuster or a catch-all in the event that you had not funded the trust. That is not in any way an idea that you shouldn't fund your trust because that is the best way to do it.
Interesting. And when you, so if I have a house and I didn't get that pour over will, mm-hmm. and I have a trust, but it's not titled to the trust,
mm-hmm.
does that go through probate now?
Yes. Regardless of the trust or not, it'll be nice instructions for the judge.
Wow. So I could have spent my $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, whatever it costs for a trust. And I don't even know what it costs, but I could have spent that money, had it all done. Now, let me ask you this question. Why don't the attorneys just do that as part of the whole process?
Some do, some don't. A lot of attorneys are more piecemeal. Others are more holistic in their planning. And so it just really depends on what you're looking for. So, you know,
if you go to the Walmart of trusts and you may get bare bone service.
Yeah, well, and that's okay. It's
sure.
For some people. Some people are definitely do-it-yourselfers, and they just want that one piece. It's kind of like, you know, you're redoing your bathroom. You might want to do some of it yourself. You might want to do it, you know, the whole thing, or you might want not to have anything to do with it. We're more relationship built and resource built for our clients. So we want to make sure that we walk with them all the time through each new asset that comes in. So, yeah.
And one of the things that I love about Meyer Law Firm, and I talk to a lot of different law firms, one of the things I really like about the process that they have is the review process. We'll talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll also talk, are home values really overinflated? Would you think about that in Southern California at $809,000 as a median home price? We'll talk about it. We'll also talk more about some of our elder issues, senior issues. It's Senior Thursday at Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. To do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Hugh. Go get him, buddy. Brandy, good to see you there. Bobby Joe, Jeffrey, Bill, Dolliver, Janice, Linda, glad to see you. Craig, Larry, Arn, Ann, Bruce, Coach, Travis, good to see you all with us as well. Jason, glad to see you with us. Marvin, glad to see you. Appreciate y'all being here with us this morning. We are looking at the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564. Get that ultimate home finance toolkit totally free. It's got the mortgage calculators, the affordability worksheet, and it also has information on how you get those real-time interest rate quotations going right to you. Are home values really overinflated? That is the question today. Last week, the National Association of Realtors released their most recent existing home sales report. And according to the report, I quote, the median existing home price for all housing types in January, ready for this, $240,500, up 5.8% from January of 2017. That is a national number. California, we're obviously a little bit higher. January's price increases marks the 71st straight month of year-over-year gain. 71 consecutive months of price increases may have some concerned that current home values may be overinflated. However, at the same time, Zillow issued a press release which revealed, quote, if the housing bubble and bust had not happened and home values had instead appreciated at a steady pace, the median value would be higher than its current value, unquote. I shared two graphs earlier on our social media channels. One of them shows median home prices from 2000 to 2017. By itself, that graph could heighten concerns as it shows some home values rose in the early 2000s, came tumbling down, and are now headed up again. It gives the feel of a roller coaster ride that is about to take another turn downward. However, if you also include where prices would be naturally had there not been a boom or bust, we see a different story. So you just kind of throw that in there. It's pretty basic, and I share this with you on a regular basis, that Orange County, over 43 years, just take the average over the last 43 years, 4.99% appreciation, 4.99. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564. Get that ultimate home finance toolkit. Get it today. Get it free. Get those mortgage calculators, the affordability worksheets, and everything else that's in there. So we're continuing our conversation this morning. Jonathan Johnson from the Meyer Law Firm is with us. We've been chatting about trusts. We've been chatting about veterans benefits. If you missed any of those, go back and listen to some of the earlier segments. We also talked a little bit about probate. Doesn't sound like it's a pleasant process.
Not always, no. California is definitely the worst in all 50 states when it comes to probate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the most expensive, and it's an average of 18 months to 2 years just to get your assets on to the next generation. It's not so much that it's basically the courts are so waylaid and they have so many probates that, you know, you can only get in when you can get in. So a lot of times it's just about a scheduling issue. You know, we always say in our workshops that everybody has an estate plan. And if you don't have a trust plan or a will-based plan, California has a plan for you, and that's probate.
Boy, just what we want is a plan from – now, if you're a little conservative like I am, yeah. I look at it and say, you know something, the judges have a tough job.
They do.
But I don't want them to be raising my kids.
True.
Right.
And a lot of times you have family members that, you know, might want to fight over the kids or the money, and the judge doesn't. And so he's just got to make the bet who has the best face in court. And sometimes that's not always going to be the person that you wanted to take care of your affairs or your children. So, I don't think judges enjoy it.
How does the judge decide who's going to be the personal representative?
Well, if you know you have a will-based plan, a lot of times that is named in the will when it comes to who's going to take care of your kids or who's going to be the executor or executrix of your estate. And so if you don't have that, then you have to. A lot of family comes forward and they figure out who the best person is, and which during that time, a lot of times kids end up in foster care until that's all figured out. And so you have a judge picking family members for you that aren't necessarily the people you want.
That would be a real hardship. I mean, could you imagine that whole issue? Is you're a young person, sub 18, and have lost your parent, you know, and generally it's not planned. I don't know too many reservations, right? and you've lost a parent, and now you've got to go into foster care because, you know, mom and dad didn't take care of that ultimate gift.
Correct. And
right?
So especially if you have a blended family situation or a volatile family situation, I mean, I don't want to, you know, overstate it. And when you have a good family dynamic, it doesn't have to be for very long. But our motto is we don't want your child to spend 1 minute, 1 day, or a year in foster care while they're figuring it out, depending on the family dynamic. So, you know, the great thing about doing estate planning is it's private. It's not public. You know, probate is a public record. You know, you have all kinds of people come out of the woodwork, scammers, old family members that have it out for you for whatever reason. Trusts are a private affair.
So let's explain that one a little bit. So if I have an estate that goes into probate, you know, it's going to be publicized or they put it on the I've never seen it on the
It's a public record, and they, you know, you have people who try to do discoveries and send out, you know, notices to family members and those type of things that, hey, this person has passed and this estate has been opened.
Interesting. So it seems like it can get kind of messy. So the idea here, again, you know, I don't know what the right answer is for your family. I do know all the time, education is always the right answer, right? And I don't know whether you need a trust. I mean, you probably do. I don't know whether you need a will. You probably do. I don't even know if you're going to die, but you probably will. But here's the issue is you get the information. And one of the nice things that I've discovered over the years of my relationship with the Meyer Law Firm, and I have no relationship other than sharing information about people that I like and trust and I believe in, is March 6th, 7th, and 8th. On a regular basis, you're going to see events that the law firm does.
Mm-hmm.
March 6th, 7th, and 8th. Tell me what you've got going on.
Yeah, we're speaking at the for the, you know, the city of Seal Beach allows us to go and speak at the, you know, the fire department there, and we have a public workshop, and this one happens to be elder law. It's not the only thing we focus on, but it happens to be elder law, talking about the Medi-Cal and the VA benefits with the new 2018 numbers, why California is still special in that area. And, you know, how to make sure that you're doing your pre-planning so that you don't run out of money and options. So we talk about those type of things. It's about an hour, and it's some good information.
How expensive is it?
The workshop is absolutely free.
Wow, my favorite word. Yeah, you hit one of my favorite words.
Yeah,
there, John.
We enjoy educating. And also, you know, we get clients out of it, but it's really mostly about us being out there, getting the pulse of what people are needing to hear, and it's interested. We believe we're very purpose driven at our firm. We believe, you know, you do well by doing good. So there's definitely purpose over profit for us. It's very important to
us. And that's the nice thing is you can get some good information. I've gone to some of the workshops where you focused on younger families, mm-hmm. and making sure, I mean, I know, and I've watched where right at the workshop, they do a one little segment of it or a segment of it to name the guardians.
Yeah, we do a kids guardian workshop that makes us a little special as well, which is nice. It's absolutely free service where you're able to name your permanent guardians. So even if you don't have a will or a trust, it's nice to have those guardians named so the judge does have some sort of direction of where you want it to go. We also, if you choose retainer services, then do a kids emergency plan, which includes temporary guardians. But yes, at the workshop, we talk about these things and you start thinking about them. We've helped lots of low-income families be able to get that legal document, you know, without having to spend a dime.
Great information. That's why we bring them on the broadcast on a regular basis or as often as they can fit us in, is just for that reason, is because we want to bring value to you, educate you. Hey, and don't forget about where was that at? I should have said that. March 6th, 7th, and 8th,
yes.
Fire department in Seal Beach?
Yes, we're at March 6th, it's at noon, March 7th at 6:30, and March 8th at noon at the Seal Beach Fire Department. It's in their conference room area, and, you know, we'd love to see you there.
Sounds like some great information. Now, I also want to share, that's Meyer Law Firm, got to share our Girl Scout Cookie Triple Play. You can't ever go wrong with our Girl Scout Cookie Triple Play. Remember this one, there's no calories here, so it's good. Well, I don't know. Think about this concept. We've got a local Girl Scout troop who is going to be the beneficiary. We're looking to buy 300 boxes with your help. You can send us money through Venmo or Square App or however you want. The Girl Scouts will buy the cookies from the Girl Scouts. They're going to deliver them to the Orange County Family Justice Center And then the Orange County Family Justice Center is going to give them to the women and children there, battered women and children. And for you, there's no calories because you're not going to ever touch them. And that's why I really like the way we're doing this one here. Hey, I also should throw you the number just came out, and I should have it here somewhere. The Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey, interest rates up 3 basis points, 4.43% on a 30-year fixed rate, according to the Freddie Mac number this morning. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Push me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 5:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock.